Now, in the final part of our program today, we go on the trail of woolly mammoths in Moravia, in this edition of Panorama with Dieter Asiedu.
In Panorama today, we turn the hands of time back to the days of the mammoth hunters some 25,000 years ago. The country's biggest prehistoric burial grounds are found in Moravia, at Pavlov, Dolní Věstonice and Předmostí, and are among the most important archaeological sites in Europe. The director of the Moravian Museum in Brno, Petr Schuller.
We should realize that the culture of the civilization of that time was unique. It is of unexpected quality. Valuable artifacts came out of the highly organized way of life and society that was characterized by the fact that it was in contact with the outside world. The community lived at the crossroads of trade routes and hunting paths. We were one of the most dynamic and sophisticated civilizations in Europe, not to mention the world, at the time.
Dynamičtějším a nejvíce sofistikovaným společnostem.
In Předmostí, on the outskirts of the North Moravian town of Přerov, archaeologists began unearthing mammoth bones as early as the second half of the 16th century. Today, the terrain is almost ruined, mainly due to the mining of soil deposits used to make bricks and construction work. But in the basement of the Jan Amos Komenský school in Předmostí, a little prehistoric museum preserves the time when herds of mammoths passed through the region. I passed by the school during the winter holidays, where director Vladimír Peška was kind enough to give me a tour of the museum.
One of my predecessors, a former school director, had a collection that remained here after he left, so we decided to expand it. Thanks to the joint efforts of our students and teachers, we have glass cases with examples of the various things that have been found here. We have tusks, a bone from a mammoth toe, and a copy of the famous prehistoric Venus of Předmostí. It's a sculpture of a woman, but unlike that found in Věstonice, which has a rather loose form, this one is geometric. Then we have various claws or tools with which the people hunted or processed the wildlife they caught.
When you enter the museum, you come across a life-size figure of a prehistoric hunter sitting at a fire. Two more figures have been commissioned, so he should soon be joined by a wife and child. The prehistoric period is one of the most popular subjects at the school, mainly thanks to the famous Czech illustrator and painter of prehistoric life, Zdeněk Burian. Some students have even undergone training themselves to become guides at their little museum. According to Mr. Peška, the recent theories that Burian's paintings may not be as precise as originally thought is not having an impact on students.
I must admit, I like his paintings very much, but the view I've been hearing recently from experts is that what Zdeněk Burian depicted wasn't fact. But thanks to him, interest in prehistoric life soared and continues to be strong.
Shadow,
In prehistoric times, many animals migrated through today's Moravia, and it has been scientifically proven that people and mammoths lived together, and that the mammoths served as sources of food.
We don't know in what way the mammoths were hunted down. Originally, we thought the hunters dug a pit, waited for the mammoths to fall in, and then beat them repeatedly until they died. Today, scientists think the prehistoric hunters had a different strategy. The mammoths migrated along this path, and the weakest were lured away from the herd and then beaten to death. But one can't be 100% sure that this theory is correct either. But we do know that the mammoth was the basic source of food at the time, and its parts were used as clothing and to build shelters.
The greatest excavations in the Předmostí area were undertaken in the 1920s and 1930s.
The question scientists first tried to answer was whether this was solely a mammoth burial ground or a place where people used to hunt the mammoths down. The fact is that the amount of bones found, especially tusks, was high. According to old written accounts, there were wagons and wagons full of bones that were being taken away and processed. They were then ground and used as manure, but the site was damaged extensively by all the excavations, and now all that's being found are remnants of examples of prehistoric life. The biggest discovery so far has been a mass grave with 19 bodies, dating to a period some 25,000 years ago.
That grave was unearthed by archaeologist Karel Jaroslav Maška in 1894. Scientists discovered that the bodies were unique examples of human development, somewhere between Homo Neanderthalis and Homo sapiens. The name given to them, therefore, was Homo Předmostensis.